So we're holding the Mishnah on Lamed Tes. So the critical point for today is, remember we were talking about that Tosos the other day about Priyetz Hadarka post Marim. So this notion of Al Matzos Umarorim Yochluhu is the counterbalancing relationship between Matzah and Maror is going to be the absolute critical takeaway from this daf. Point number two is to think about Maror as an institution. Obviously, we think about it in terms of Ayamaru as Chayehem, as connoting the Shibud Mitzrayim. Ta'am Maror is something that we'll talk about today, and that's all very important. But there's a kind of a perspective, a twist on Maror, which emerges from Daf Lamed Tes, which you have to kind of carry through you with you in the Masechta. It comes back up again in Arbei Pesachim. And what you'll appreciate is the idea that the De'oraisa and the De'rabbanan of Maror might actually be much more distinct than you would normally imagine. Okay, that's something that I very much believe in. The De'oraisa of Maror, I believe, has a very different message than the De'rabbanan of Maror, which is obviously a Zecher, when there was a Korban Pesach. But the fact that Maror is only a Din De'oraisa with the Korban Pesach is extremely important, because you never have unadulterated bitterness. The Korban Pesach already is a theme of Geula. So let's proceed on that basis. Elu yurako shadam yotze b'hini del chavaso v'pesach chazeres tamcha charchevina ul shenu v'maror. Yotzen b'hen ben lochen ben yaveshen avalo kivushin velo shlukin. Rashi says shlukin is mevushalin harbe ma'od ad sheni mochen, literally to the point of disintegration. Velo mevushalin, but not outright mivushalin. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that, because if shlukin is mivushalin harbe, so what's the difference between shlukin and mivushalin? And mitzdarf in the chazayas, so let's say you could add half a chazayas of chazeres with half a chazayas of ulshin or charchavina or maror, etc. V'yotzin bekelach shalahem, the actual stalks, v'bedamai, v'maiser rishon shenitla truvaso, v'maiser sheni, v'hekdeishenivtu. So chazeres is chasa, more on that a little bit later. Ulshin hindavi, tamcha merabba rachana tamchasa, shema charchevina. Okay, so that there's a synonymous tamchasa, charchevina. Amar Rish Lakish, atzvasa dedikla, uvimaror mirirasa. So if you take a look at Rashi, we're just defining what we're talking about here. Siv hagadel v'nichrach saviv l'dekel. Okay, so it's literally wrapped around the dekel. Shekorin v'dila. So the Lazei Rashi are very important. So Rashi says, the Lazei Rashi over here, I should say, is again siv. So this kind of a very thin reed that would wrap around the dekel. Tosfis, tzarech lomer dahavi min zra'im, as we'll see a little bit later on, dahalakam and arminan, mamatza min zra'im, right, that obviously comes from the chameshas minei dagan, something that was planted in the seed, af maror min zra'im. Okay, so that's the first indication that we're going to have an entire comparison between matzah and maror. Tani bar kapare li yirakos, notice that term, yirakos, sha'adam yotze v'ayinidei chovaso pesach ulshin, Tamcha charchalin, charchavinin, chazarin, Rabbi Huda Omer, af ulshe sade, v'ulshe gina, v'chazeres. So the Gemara says that was already included by the Chachamim. Ulshe gina, v'chazeres, hatana le'resha. So hachi kamer, af ulshe sade, ki ulshe gina, v'chazeres. So Rabbi Huda came to be marbe, ulshe sade. Rabbi Meir Omer, af isvas, vitura umar yiruar. We'll see what these things are in terms of the common denominator in just a moment. Dam later, Biosi, isvis vitura echad hu, umarze hu yiru ar. Tani reber Shmuel, e yirakos shatam yotzivan yide chavasa pesach, chazeres ulshin tamcha charvinin, charginin, hir dufinin. Rabbi Huda Omer, af chazeres yulin, vichazeres galin. Kayotzivan Rabbi La Omer, mishum Rabbi Lazar, af arkivalim, Chazarti al kol talmidav. I asked all the talmidim Rabbi Lazar. Ubikashti li chaver. Did anybody have the same masorah that I have from Rabbi Lazar? V'lo masasi. Chshabati li Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Remember Mishnasul for Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Kavinaki. Hoda li dvarai. So he also accepted my interpretation. Rabbi Huda said more generally, kol she yeshlo sraf. So there's a kind of a resin that comes out of it. Rabbi Yochanan Brokan Omer, kol she panav machsifin. So this is another kind of a common denominator. We're not so interested in specifics, but it has this trait of panav machsifin. This is a certain botanical feature. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi defines what this is. Eino yarok ma'od kikarti. It's not like a bright green. Ela faldas. So in my Laze Rashi, it says machsifin malbinin kehim. So again, it shouldn't have an absolute bright green to it. That would be outside of the typical character of maror. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So achirim omrim kol yerek mar yeshlo srav upon a machsifim. So anything which is bitter, that's a vegetable, it's a yerek, so it has these two components. It has a kind of a resin, and it's not bright. Amr Rabbi Yochanan b'divrei kula nilmad yerek mar yeshlo srav upon a machsifim. Amr Rabbi Huna halacha ke achirim. Okay, that this is statement of achirim kol yerek mar yeshlo srav upon a machsifim is in fact the case. Ravina Ashkhil Ravacha Bay the Ravadava Mahadir Amiri Rasa. So he's looking for Miras Amrale Mai Daitech the Miri and Tvei. You're looking for the most bitter. Vaha Chazaras Nan. The Tanav Shmuel Chazaras Amir Shai Mitzo Chazaras. Vama Rava Mai Chazaras Chasa. Mai Chasa. Dechas Rachmana Ilavan. Rashi says, my time of Karina Lechasa Mishum de Zecherhu Dechas Rachmana Alon Alma Lahachi Kaima. So this actually has halachic import. Come back to it in a second. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan Lam Nimshalu Mitzrim Kimmaror. Lo Melchama Maror Zesh Tchilaso Rach V'Sofo Kashaf Mitzrim Tchilasan Raka. They sort of seduced the Jewish people into work. You know, Avodas Parach. Rashi says Parach V'Sofan Kasha. So I'm Relay Hadribi. You're right. And from now on, I'll use Chazeres, and that's in fact how we would paskin. So we have, you know, two very different perspectives about Maror here. One of them is sort of does, I think, follow or parallel the normal paradigm that we would think of, namely this issue of a yamaru es chayehem, the seduction of the mitzrim. But the other, and this is could be the mitzvah bechazeres, even if there are many different kinds of yirakos that have a sraf and panav machsifin, that chas rachmane ilavan. So this is what I was alluding to previously when I suggested that the daraisa of maror could be that it's really only a mitzvah daraisa when you're able to capture that sense of chas rachmane ilavan, which is through the Karban Pesach. If you just have the maror, you don't get that sense. It's just bitterness, right? Maybe that's the perach, right? Tchilasan rach v'sofan kasha. But the daraisa of maror should be able to give a sense of just how Hashem redeemed us, and that you get obviously from the pairing of maror with elements like matzah and the Karban Pesach, al matzos umirorim yuchlu. One piece of bookkeeping, you'll remember the hirda from Masechta Sukkah. Remember, that was a suggestion, and we don't know exactly, you know, what the dalad minim are, and we think that the anafei tzavos could be hirdof, but it has thorns. And the Gemara says it can't be, based on a beautiful principle, derecha derechei noam, v'chol nesivo sa shalom. It can't be that you're holding the dalad minim and that you're, you know, bloodying your hands. So the question is, so why shouldn't that be the case here? So Tosa says, v'erek lulav agazol parecha bihadas, v'eima hirdof, amrabaya derecha derechei noam, perish hakotches lo havinoam, keva dehavi sam hamavis lebehema, chanami, havamatzi li shunei hachi, al demishani shapir tvei. So we give a better answer, right, that it's not the hirdof, because, again, there are certain properties that the Mara has, the sraf, panav machsifin, and obviously a yerek. So there's, a critical point to be made in Tosos. You could have said, what kind of question is this? The whole point of Maror is that it's not supposed to be pleasant. But there's clearly an assumption that the Valei Tosos are making, derecha derechei noam, v'chol nesivo sa shalom, that it shouldn't be a sam hamaves. Again, that tells you something, even lebehema, that tells you something about the nature of Maror, that it's not unadulterated merirus. Because for that, maybe you should have something which is, you know, not... again, Hadas and Maror are Mizrach and Marav. So I think that's a very important Tosos. I think it confirms what we're saying about the potential gap between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan of Maror being much broader than a person would normally imagine. Okay, so the Gemara turns around and says, okay, Hadri B, Chazeres, Amli Rav, Richumeli Abai, Mai, Dahai Maror, Min Yereku, Eima, Miri Rasa, Dechofya, So the Gemara answers, Dumya Dematza, Ma Matza Gidule Karakaf, Mara Gidule Karakaf, Ema Hiraduf, Dum Dematza, Ma Matza Minzraim, Afmara Minzraim, Ema Hirzifu, Dumya Dematza, Ma Matza Shenikhes Bekesef Meiser, Afmara Shenikach Bekesef Meiser. And again, the rule is, Ritzarta Kesabiadcha, that you come to Yerushalayim and there are certain kinds of things that you can buy. It has to be Domet, Yayin, Veshechar, Bakar, Batzon. Those are what's written in the Pasuk in Parashas Rei. When the Torah speaks about Maaser Sheni, v'nasata kesef v'chol shor tevanet v'shechava v'akar v'atzon v'yayin v'ashechar, so it has to be a pre-machal as opposed to herzufi, which is actually, Rashi notes, asam hamaves the behema. All of it is based on dumya de matzah. So again, matzah being a chafza, not just lechamoni, but a chafza shel geula, matzah al shem shenigalu is a very important idea about also calibrating the maror through the prism of matzah. Okay. So Amar Le Rabbi Berchanin the Abaye Ema Maror Chad Mirorim Ksiv. So maybe there's only one possible Maror. No, it's Mirorim. Matzos and Mirorim Yochlu. Ve'ema Mirorim Trei. There are only two possibilities. Dami Demana Matza Ma Matza Minin Harbe Matzos Matzos Riba Af Maror Minin Harbe. Right. Even just in terms of the Chameishes Minei Dagan. So in the Mishnah, it's fascinating because it really does parallel that. If you think about it, with the chitim and seorin and kusemes, shifon, shubel, shual. So ve'elu yirakosh adav yotzev enidei chovaso is probably more than that, but chazeres tamcha charchavina ulshin ubarar. So those are five that are listed in the Mishnah, klape the five that are listed in the Mishnah of Matzah. After reading this Gemara, you know that that can't be an accident. Amarab, Rav Huna, Amarab, yirakosh amr chacham adav yotzev yovei chovaso besach, kulam nizroim baruga achas. Right, that they're not kolayim with each other. The meimer d'leisbu mishum kolayim. Masir rabba chazeres v'chazeres galin. Ulshin v'ulshe sade. Krishin, krishe sade. Kuzbar, kuzbar sade. Chardal, chardal mitzri. Dalasa mitzri, harmutza, enem kolayim zebaze. The Gemara says, chazeres v'chazeres galin, in chazeres v'ulshin lo. V'chisem v'kula behadade, k'tani lehu, that you should be able to plant all of these things together, and it wouldn't be a problem with kolayim, it would be min b'mino. V'amarav, zugos, zugos, k'tani. It was exactly the way that I read it, obviously setting it up. Chazeres and chazeres galen. Ulshin and ulshe sada. Krishin and krishe sada. But you couldn't mix chazeres, let's say, with chardal ha-mitzrin. So my nizrayin, v'amarav, nizrayin kilchasan, that it's acceptable to plant them together. Kilchasan, tanina. We already have that explicitly. Aruga, shishishal, shidat vachim. Zorin besocha, chamisha zironim. Arbal arba ruchos aruga. Four in the four different areas, the four different corners of this potted area. V'achaz be'emtzan, one in the middle. Z'mau d'seimani mile b'zerayin, aval b'yirakos lo. That's only true of zerayin, but not of yirakos. Because yirakos is a very important principle in Seder Zerayim. Yirakos are yanki tvei. They always take more nutrients out of the ground than zerayim. Okay, so you might think that yirakos, because they take more nutrients out of the ground, they need to be spaced more. It needs a revacha. It needs to be more actively spaced so that they're not drawing away from each other. So kamash malan, it's not the case. Okay, good. The name of the yirako salima mizraim, but it's not in kol mina zraim in zorin baruga achas. Kol mina yirako zorin baruga achas. Apparently, you can put them even closer together. So ma would say ma hani mara mizraim ninhu kamash malan. So we come to the opposite conclusion that it has to be a yerek. So again, just like matzah is min zraim, but it still has to have the identity of a yerek. Zraim salkadai tefatz na yirakos v'tani bar kapara yirakos tani beishmal yirakos. So chazeres it's three chalei salkadai dechamina ho v'sofa lahakshos neisiv la revacha tvei, because in the end it will harden, so we'll treat it like a pure yerek and it'll need to be further distance. Lavan Rabbi Rabbi Chanina kelach shel kruv was not the case that Rabbi Yossi said that the carob stalk shehuksha, that once it hardens marchivin lo beis rova, that we have to space it out from other forms of yirakos mishum kelayim. So Amma came in the sofa lahakshos yavino le revacha tvei hachanami nesav le revacha tvei kamash mulan, that when it comes to chazeres we don't have to treat it any differently. Okay, so the Mishnah said yotzin behen min lachin ben yiveshim, even if it's totally dried out, and there's going to be a chashash for ta'am maror. So Amr b'chista lo shana lo b'kelach. Aval be'olin, when it comes to leaves, lachin and yivashin lo, the leaves only will have the ta'am maror if they are still moist. If they're dry, then they're dead. V'hadi k'ani seifa b'kelach shalahen, Michal Dereisha Alin. So Gemara responds, Perusha Kemefarish, Kiktani Ben Lachin Ben Yevashin Akelach. So when it says Ben Lachin Ben Yevashin, that's talking about the Kelach, but the Alin actually have to be moist. Mesa Yotzin Behenim Akelach Shalahen Ben Lachin Ben Yevashin. Divir Reb Meir. So Meir clearly says that it's true of Behen, meaning the Alin. Machachamim Or Ben Lachin Yotzin Behen Yevashin and Yotzin Behen. Veshavin Shiyotzin Behen Chemushin. Avalo Kevushin. Velo shlukin. So kavush, right? We say kavush aray kibavushal, right? And shaluk, as we talked about, is mevushal in harbe, right? Even though you might think that the taste would be completely lost, velo mevushalin, but not in the standard way of cooking. Klalo shel davar kol sheyesh bo tam mar yotzin bo, v'chol sheein bo tam mar ein yotzin bo. Okay, anything that has the tam mar is valid. Anything that doesn't have tam mar is not valid. So again, tirguma kelach, we say that's true only of the kelach, but if the alin are dry, so they're ruled out entirely. So you take a look over at Rashi. Rashi says, klalo shel davar, tani mia, the Reb Meir yotzin behen of a kelach and shel hem min lachem in yivashim, vasisanami, midemachshir biyivashim Reb Meir hi, ushma minah, bealin nami ichshir. Okay? That Rabbi Meir was going to say that about the alin, even if they, let's say, were processed in these ways. So Tirguma, the Gemara then turns around and says, "Lahadik tani b'der meir yevashin akelach kamar." And even he would be moda when it comes to the alin that they have to actively have some vitality to them. They have to be lachin, otherwise they have no tamar. So Tanu Rabbanan ein yotzin bahen kemushin. So they're not going to be valid if they are kamush. Take a look over at Rashi. So Rashi says, okay. Yes, here it is. So falzado. So what does that mean? So the Laze Rashi says, based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Parak Aleph, pasuk Lamed, Novlim, that it's withering. Okay, kemushin means withering. Okay, so in yotzin behen kemushin, if the leaves are already withering, like you see the aravos start to wither, mishum b'lazer b'rabbi tzadok amr yotzin behen kemushin, that's still at the outer boundaries of acceptable. So bai rami barcham, amau sheyetei damidei chovaso b'mar shal meiser sheni b'yushalayim. So aliba de rabbi kiva lo si bai l'cha hashtar matza del raisa nafik b'mar de rabbanan mibaya. If rabbi kiva was prepared to accept this matza, which is still the Raisa Bismanazah, I'm interpreting like the Davar Acher and Rashi and like Rabbeinu Chananel. So surely with Maror, which is Dirabanan Bismanazah. Kisi Baila Khaliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. My, as you know, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said Lechem Oni with the Aleph, right? It has to be Nechal Beaninas, Yatsamai Sersheni, Lo Achalti Beoni Vimeni. My, Vimatsa de Raisa Lunafik, of Amar de Rabbanan Nafik, Odoma Kodadakin Rabbanan came the Raisa Tika, Namarava, Mistabra, Matso Maror. So we should assume for Rabbi Yossi that the halacha is the same b'matzo marar. If you're not yotzei with marar shel meiser sheni, you're not going to be yotzei with marar shel meiser sheni. So I mentioned before that was the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chanan on the second day of Rashi. So the first day on Rashi is actually very fascinating. He says, wait a minute. We can't read the Gemara as it naturally would read, that matzah is the reis bisman hazeh without the Karban Pesach, and marar is the rabbanan bisman hazeh because there's no meiser sheni bisman hazeh. So he says, rather interpret it like this. Have a good night. Okay, so rather interpret it like this. The matz and mara, the raisa, the rabbanan, is in terms of, do you actually have to be mafresh, trumos, and maestros, the raisa? So on the chameshas, mine dagan, reishis, the gancha, tirosh, chavitzaracha. But with mara, it's only a din the rabbanan of hafreshas, maestros, right? Mida raisa, it's all mutter. So that was Rashi's preferred interpretation. So again, the two takeaways here in terms of what goes on with mar, or three takeaways, I guess I should say, is ta'am mar, one. Two, the fact that matzo mar, the Gemara controls the definition of mar through rigorous application of that hekesh. Amatzo simarorim yochlu. And number three, a much greater par, a much greater chasm between the derais and the rabbanan when it comes to mar than you would naturally expect. Mar, you would think it all be about vayimaru eschayim, but all of a sudden Tosfos is coming along and saying, ah, can't be the Hirtof because derachad derachay noam v'chol nesivos se'al shalom. Well, why would that would apply to hadasim, you know, chatzah shel simcha, usmachtim le'yashem v'kechem shivas yam. Why in the world would that apply to Mar? unless you assume that maror, like we said, chazeres is mitzvah min hamovchar, because chas rachmana ilavon. Revaren kadler, that was his minog, based on this gemara. Chazeres. So, you know, the idea is that the rice of maror, it being conjoined with matzah and korban pesach, which have themes of geula to them, is really critical. Because it establishes the identity of maror as not an instrument of meriros per se. Yes, it's true. You know, tchilas and rach, v'sofa and kasha, that's a reality. But at the same time, it's very important to bear in mind that maror here is defined through the prism of matzah, and especially the notion of chas rachmani lavan. It could have been so much worse. So even the maror on the daraisa level, you know, is really about Yeshua. In which case, you know, it's really just interesting to think about matzah, maror, and korban pesach, you know, instead of just being complementary or even, you know, kind of differentiated themes, this gemara is really helpful in terms of giving an option or alternative that they could actually be pointed in the same direction. Just one idea to chazer, and good to remember, in terms of zrayim and yirakos. So, you remember, you know, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Ketz and Mevarchim, Bari Mei Deshayim, about Hilchos Brachos, but this is based on a reality, on an agricultural or botanical reality that Yirakos are Yanki Tvei, that they actually suck more out of the ground than standard Zraim would. And that will have all kinds of applications for purposes of Kilayim as well. So there will be cases where you have to space things out a little bit more based on how much you think something is actually being yonek min hakarka. Okay, guys, thanks for bearing with us tonight. It's a little bit of a later experience, but God willing, we'll be back at the regular time tomorrow.
What was the pun?
Oh, well, I didn't live up to it, so I was embarrassed to say it. But, you know, 9:35 sharp, had it actually happened, would have been, you know, ta'am maror, the idea of, do you pursue the ultimate merirus, you know, as we saw, or do you go for, you know, something a little bit less sharp, as I was. Okay, but, it, you know, chazeres is chasa, chas rachmanei lavan. So, anyway, I was embarrassed to mention it, because, yesh na adoresh ve'enu na mekayim.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Good night.